This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day crew, and here's another one of our podcasts. Enjoy. Hey, Talia and Charlie, how are you this morning?
Very well.
What have you guys been up to since Monday night?
We had a lot of interviews yesterday. A lot of interviews.
A lot.
Have you been getting asked the same questions over and over and over again?
Yes. Basically, yeah.
What do you think of being asked?
What are you going to do with the money?
Yeah, I can
answer that for you.
The money questions.
I wasn't even thinking about the money, actually.
I know, like, that's probably the last thing I'm actually thinking about at the moment. It's more about, you know, what I'm going to do with the American trip and just the title in general, so.
So when do you actually jet off to America, Talia?
I haven't actually been told, but I'm assuming it might be around September.
While you've been on the show, tell me about some of the things you've missed doing.
I think just doing things like just cruising around in my car, going to the beach, those kinds of things with my family, so. Yeah, just like quality time stuff.
And Charlie?
Yeah, I just miss hanging out with my friends and going to a normal dance class, which sounds weird, but, you know, to do 30 seconds worth of choreography that means nothing but you just get to enjoy it is something that I actually miss, so I can't wait to get back to that.
Because that's something that dancers do enjoy, is just having those dance classes and just chilling and doing it for, you know, no pressure and no one watching and no one judging.
Yeah, there is a tad bit of pressure when you have to do it on national television, so we're looking forward to not having to do that.
Were there any bizarre restrictions put on you in the house, like what you were allowed to eat or anything like that?
Not at all. Like, you know, we had a pretty free lifestyle other than, you know, when we had to be scheduled for rehearsals and stuff like that. It's just, you know, we didn't have much time to go and do anything else.
So how much time a day were you actually rehearsing?
Very early hours of the morning till late at night.
Yeah, towards the end we were doing a good 12-hour days worth of rehearsal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Charlie, on Rove, you mentioned, or we discussed a little bit about interviews. Did either of you guys have any injuries that scared you at all during the whole show?
No, not particularly. Not any major ones. Every now and then your shoulder would be out or something like that because you're trying to chuck Talia too far or whatever. But otherwise, I didn't get too many major injuries, which is good.
Not that Talia's hard to throw or anything like that, are you, Talia?
No.
Tiny. Like chucking around a rag doll.
Yeah. And of course, Talia, you were just trained in ballet before the show. Do you have a new favourite dance style?
I really enjoyed performing all the ballrooms. Yeah. Like, especially the Latin ones. They sit really nicely on me, and I just really enjoyed that kind of character that you get to be when you transfer to the Latin side of ballroom.
It's very different to ballet, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
At the finale, you had all the different, like, you had all the ballet companies and the cast of Chicago and that. Did you get a chance to interact with them at all?
Of course. Well, Queensland Ballet Company is where I used to dance for 3 years. I've kind of grown up with them since I was 11.
Oh, so did you know some of the dancers that were performing that night?
Yeah, I knew all of them.
Oh, how exciting. It must have been like going back to your old days and having the family around again.
Yeah, so it was amazing because, like, you know, in some ways they're so close to me. They're like my family. It was amazing to have them there because they're all the way from Brisbane and I never thought I'd get that possibility to have so many of them there on, you know, what was one of the best nights of my life, really. So, yeah.
And talking about one of the most amazing nights of your life, straight after the show, you basically went straight on Rove, and there you were, you're sitting in a studio with Gretel Colleen, Sarah Murdoch, Natalie Bathingswaite, and all those different people. Was that really surreal at some point in time?
It was very surreal because I was kind of thinking, oh my God, I'm actually on a TV show. And then my friend was like, well, you've been on a TV show the entire time. But it doesn't really feel like it. It feels like I'm just starting now. So, yeah, it's surreal.
And, Charlie, was it surreal for you as well?
Yeah, it was very cool sitting next to Rove and all the very attractive ladies. So that was a bit of a hoot.
It was a hard night, hey?
It was tough, but I pushed through.
Well done. And people that didn't catch Rove, also, I believe you're going to be coming out with a new single as well, Charlie.
Mild Autumn.
Mild Autumn.
Yeah, look out for it in store soon, maybe.
Talia, I have to pick you up on something that you said on Rove as well.
Mm-hmm.
You said you were going to do everything.
Yep.
So I just wanted to clarify a few things within everything. So obviously, when you open an orphanage in a third world country, which country will that be in?
Oh, I don't know. There's so many. It'd be really hard to decide.
you just open a whole bunch.
I have to call Oprah.
Okay.
And ask her.
And of course, in the essence of doing everything, there will be a new fragrance called Talia. Is that right? Or will you call it something else?
I don't know. I'd have to call it something to do with classical ballet, I think. You know, like On Point or something like that.
I like it. Very nice.
Yeah.
And then when you run for Prime Minister of Australia, when will you be doing this?
Well, how long does the next term go for?
I think 4 years.
4 years? Okay. Well, I should be back from the US by then after going over for the finals. And, that sounds pretty good. I can start my campaign.
Okay, beautiful. Maybe you could just time it. Well, Kevin Rudd seems to always be travelling around the world. Maybe just stick in America, hang with Obama for a while, and then that'd be just
very,
like Prime Minister.
Very true. He can help me with the Ooh, Talia campaign.
Exactly. There you go. We have a little tradition on our show that we have 101 questions that we'd like to ask you. Now, we're not going to ask you all of them, but we're actually going to let you choose what questions we're going to ask you.
Oh, okay.
Talia, choose a number between 1 and 101.
36.
36. What is the most embarrassing CD you have in your collection?
Aaron Carter.
Aaron Carter.
Yep.
Is that a single or a
girl?
Which one?
Crazy Little Party Girl, single.
Oh dear. And when did you get that?
When did I get it?
Yeah.
It was probably when I was about, I'd have to say, 7.
Have there some?
It was pretty cute when I was 7.
Have there been some bedroom concerts to that song?
Some bed jumping, that kind of thing, yep.
And what's your choice of microphone? Is it a hairspray bottle? Is it a hairbrush?
What have I usually used? I think it's usually been a hairbrush. Although sometimes, once, I've used my hairdryer.
Wow.
On, of course.
Yes, yeah.
But it just happened to be there.
Oh, okay. Well, that would kind of double. You could have a microphone, plus it would get the blowing the hair effect as well if you had it on.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like your thinking.
Yeah, think about those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah. Charlie, choose a number between 1 and 101.
Let's go with 47.
If you could have any animal as a pet, what would it be?
Wow. Oh, dear. That is a tricky one. I would have to go with an anaconda because then it would be really cool to just ride it.
You would ride an anaconda?
Yeah.
Okay.
It would just be a really big one. And then it would freak everyone out too. So that would be cool.
I'm starting to get images for your first film clip, I think.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dear. Yeah, mild awesome.
With an anaconda.
Wow, that's a very scary image in my head right now.
Oh, mine too. I can see it now. Okay, Talia, we've got one more for you. Choose a number between 1 and 101.
74.
What was the last thing you purchased that was over $100?
Pair of shoes.
A pair of shoes. Do you like your shoes, do you?
High heels, yeah, definitely.
Are your poor feet tortured being a ballet dancer?
Actually, they're not too bad. They're pretty good. I think at the moment, my pointe shoes are probably the most comfy things that I'd had on. You know, I'd been wearing high heels, like dancing in high heel ballroom shoes a lot, and I think they were more so from other styles of dance more than my pointe shoes.
Charlie, pick a number.
I'm going to go with my age, 19.
If you could be of the opposite gender for a week, what would you do?
Oh, dear Lord. I don't really want to answer that one. I think everyone can probably guess what I'd do.
Would we see you much that week, Charlie?
Get a hotel room and some candles and my
as I always say, you shouldn't knock masturbation. It's sex with someone you love.
Oh my gosh.
Well, guys, one last question for you both. If dancing was made illegal, what would you do?
Probably move internationally.
Uh-huh. Or become Prime Minister, Talia?
I'll set up something underground.
Yep. And Charlie?
I'd probably make some creative picket signs and walk around.
Beautiful. With your anaconda, of course.
Yes, of course.
Well, guys, thank you very much for having a chat to us today. Good luck with the tour. And Talia, have fun in America with Obama.
I will. Thank you very much.
And hopefully when you're in Melbourne, you might be able to drop into the studio and say hello.
Of course.
Cool. Sure. Hey, this is Ads from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for listening to another one of our podcasts, and thank you for supporting the Hump Day Crew and Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.